Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our study tonight will be in Second Peter, chapter 2. First, let us go to the Lord in prayer and get ready for communion. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we go into your word, once again we're asking for the Holy Spirit. Because Father, we always stand in need of Him to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this, your word, so that we can get a better understanding and to grow thereby, to be better equipped to help others, Father. Now, Father, if we have done anything this day that has not been pleasing to you, forgive us. And be with us now, Father, throughout the remainder of this study. And I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. For those of you who take communion with us, get your bread. Because it was on that night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. And He took bread. Then He broke it. And when He had given thanks, He said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Take your bread. Now get your cup. And after the same manner also, He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now drink your cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup you do show the Lord's death till he come. Now, as we have finished with communion, let us go to 2 Peter chapter 2 and see what the Lord has for us this evening. Give you just a few seconds to get there. All right. In verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. 2. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. 3. And through covetousness shall they with the fringed words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now, those three verses, as we look at them, says the opposite of true revelation is the message of false prophets and false teachers who deceive God's flock and bring in damnable heresies. These heresies, which is unorthodox teachers, include an open denial of Christ himself, denying the Lord that brought them, indicates that Christ's atonement potentially extends to all men, including these false teachers who reject it. Therefore, they will experience destruction because they themselves will be deceived by their own teaching and continue to reject the way of truth. And we see a lot of that going on today in our churches. We have a lot of false teachers and preachers out there today. They're teaching things that are contrary to the word of Almighty God. All right. Now, verse 4. Fear not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them to chains of darkness to be reserved in the judgment. 5. And spared not the old world, but save Noah, the 8th person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. 7. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. We all know a lot of these things he's talking about here, because before we came to that saving knowledge of the Lord, and we were walking in darkness and the ways of this world, we know of a lot of this that was going on outside of the church, as well as things being mistaught within the church. But we were fortunate that God found a way of getting to us and letting each one of us see and understand that we needed more than just ourselves to make it through and to miss out making hell our eternal home. Now, eight, for that righteous man dwelleth among them in seeing and fearing. Next, his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Nine, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. And, you know, a future universal judgment of this world, there is illustrated by the reference to the flood. Cataclysm of Noah's day. That's the calamity that happened during the day of Noah, which came upon the old world. That is the world that was trying to live without the Lord. And the universal extent of the flood is assumed by the author as an illustration of coming universal judgment at the end of this age. We know that at the end of this age, Jesus will be coming for his church, which will bring the end. And those that are not ready will be left behind to go through all of the days of tribulation, and they will end up making their seats with Satan and his evil demons and all that have walked away from God, denied him, cursed him, will be there in hell and eventually end up in that lake of fire. We know that the deliverance of Lot from Sodom and Gomorrah is used to illustrate the fact that God will deliver his own from the coming universal judgment. And we know he will. He will take care of those that belong to him. They'll not have to go through all of it. We'll go through the starting of tribulation, but we'll not have to go through it all, because he will take us out of the world and take us to be with him until he returns to this earth to set up his millennial kingdom, which he will rule here on the earth 1,000 years. That he will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Think about this. and see which you would rather have for eternity. Because you see, there's not coming a time when you just will not exist. And there's a lot of matter thinking this, and it's even telling others. When you're gone, you're just gone. No, that's not true. And this word tells you this. 10. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanliness and despise government, presumptuous are they. Self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. You see, they will talk against the dignities of Almighty God because they're not afraid to do so. There's coming a time that a lot of them's going to be thinking about it because of the evil that now is upon the earth and even here in our own country. You know, when I was a young man, I would never have dreamed that I would have ever seen the things I am seeing going on today. There's no way they would have happened in that day and time. It would not have been stood for. And now, a lot of it has been even passed into becoming law. And we are all expected to accept it. I won't. No. 11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be takers and destroyed, speaking evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. You see, even the angels will be bringing accusations against them before the Lord God. They call us, but these, as here in verse 12, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall perish in their own corruption. They're making their own way into the pits of hell as their eternal home. 14. Having eyes, and they cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, and cursed children. You see, there's a lot of evil already in this world that we know about, such as right here in 14, the adultery, and those that are around us that are walking in sin, unstable in all their ways, lying about you and against you, and they have a heart that is covetous. They covet everything that this world has to show. It looks like it would be something really to lift them up if they had it. And they covet other women, even if they're married, which brings forth adultery. They care very little about their children. That's why our government is getting away with the harm they are doing to our children today in our school system. Now, 15. Which have forsaken the right way, and they are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor. So love the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbid the madness of the prophets. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. You see, false teachers are described as cursed children, literally children of a curse, wells without water, unstable to satisfy the spiritual thirst of men, and clouds that are blown about by every wind of doctrine. We find a whole lot of these things going on right today. Just look around you, and you'll understand what I am saying. Now, 18. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. You see, we don't follow them. We don't do the things they do. We don't go and hang out at the places where they go and hang out. And what little we have to do with them, we are sharing the word of Almighty God with them. We know that most will not accept it. Most will not even listen. But we are to share it, because there will be some that will listen, that will hear, that does need it, and will come from darkness to the light, and will repent and be saved. 19. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. You see, this is what false teachers and your false preachers are doing. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For this bondage is the bondage of sin. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is first with them, then the beginning. You see, these false teachers that we have here in 18 through 22 are further called servants of corruption because despite their profession of salvation, they have become entangled in the world and overcome by it, and therefore their latter end is worse than their beginning profession because they have now embarked on the course of action that denies their profession of Christ. The illustrations of the dog and the sow vividly portrays their folly. Now, as we look here, the 21 and 22, we'll be coming then to the end of chapter 2. 21, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, and after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. 22, but it is happy unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. And that pretty well tells you and I what we would have to look forward to if we was to turn and walk away from the gospel and the Lord our God. Think about this. And we have now come to the end of chapter 2. And God willing, in the morning we'll be in chapter 3. And with chapter 3 is the end of 2 Peter. We'll be going in to 1 John from there. And that is one strong epistle. 1 John is a strong, strong letter and really brings to a point of what you and I are to be as his child. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as I close your word, Father, I thank you for this word. And I thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that we receive enlightenment from these studies and that we receive great knowledge so that we can be equipped to walk as your child through our lifetime in this world and being able to help others to go from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. And that we will be able to be of help in all kinds of ways, Father, to those that are in need of help. Now, Father, pray for Israel, for peace for them, and also peace for us. And I pray mostly, Father, for them all to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, And Father, I pray for all of the nations that they all this gospel and accept Jesus as their Savior and as their Messiah. And I pray, Father, that those that are sitting in our high seats in our government that is filled with evil, for them to be replaced, removed from office and replaced, Father, by those that love you, that love the Lord Jesus, loves your church, your people, and this nation. And Father, I pray that they will work with us to put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those, Father, that's on my heart, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, Amy, Tom and Jacob, Bobby and Millie, my wife, Sue Branson, Daryl and Debbie, James Taylor, Chris and Sam and that little family, for Kenny's mother, for Kenny's grandmother, and all of our families, Father. We all have family members that are walking in darkness. And may the Holy Spirit be able to work with them, to get them to realize they need the light, and that light being Jesus, so that they too can begin to walk, making heaven their home. Father, keep us all through this night in hell. Keep us safe and bring us back together again in the morning at 10 a.m. and back into your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right. I pray you have a great night. Walk with God and he'll walk with you. Good evening.